The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. So we're talking about vegetables that don't get any respect. Did you know yesterday was the first spam email was ever sent?
What
in 1978.
1978, okay.
Which is really, I mean, think about how long that is. What, that's 40 years minus two is 38 years there's been spam around. I don't even know. I mean, what I thought it referred to was the, you know, that thing that you fry and the Snapple and the Scrapple or whatever it is, which is, you know, that awful, I think it's the pig leftovers. That's what I thought spam was, which seems an appropriate name for it. There you go. Everything but the oink, apparently, is what it was called. And yesterday was also the first time that the Kentucky Derby, which is coming up this weekend, was televised. And this is an interesting one. In 1948, which isn't all that long ago, considering, the Supreme Court ruled that Shelley versus Kramer, that covenants prohibiting the sale of real estate to blacks and other minorities, was legally unenforceable. So they didn't say that it was unconstitutional. They said it was unenforceable. But that's what happens with a lot of laws, is that there's that law in theory isn't about morality. What can I tell you? The first full-length Indian feature film came out yesterday in 1913, which started Bollywood. Do you know why Bollywood puts out three times more movies every year than Hollywood? You know why?
Why is that?
Well, there are two reasons, which are really the same reason. It's supported by the government. But somebody decided, and the first movie was in 1913, so this really was well before Bollywood started. But one of the reasons that they put out so many films is that somebody decided about, I think in the late 50s, early 60s, when the Indian population was just outpacing any ability to provide food or shelter or water, any kind of resources. And so what they decided is if people had something to do in the evening, they wouldn't make babies. And so every little hamlet in India has a movie theater. But that only works if you have movies that change pretty frequently. So all the little, because here a movie, if it does well, will be there for months. But even if it does poorly, it'll be there for about a week. It doesn't work in India. So they would have movies that would change three or four times a week. Hence, three or four times the output of Hollywood. I just thought you'd want to know that. See, that's part of why I sort of like my way of looking at the world is that there's always, you need to know the story behind the story of why that happens. Not only that it happens. I know Nike says don't ask why. I'm always asking why. That's, to me, the interesting part of the story. But don't you think that's interesting that's why they did it? And that's why Bollywood is this huge industry.
Yeah.
Birth control. In fact, I used to do a lot of work with Children International, and one of the things we talked about was getting DVD players in all the small towns so that kids could go and watch movies as opposed to playing doctor. It's a way of controlling the birth rate. So does birth control and condoms and education, but you throw everything at it when it's that big a problem, that it used to be that overpopulation, and in still in some ways, when we talk about electricity and we talk about water and we talk about food, we're really talking about population. There are now 7 billion people on the face of the earth, and the assumption is within by 2020, which is not very far away, that there'll probably be 10 billion. And there's just not enough resource. Although part of the argument is there is resource, it's just how we deploy it. And with water, we have to figure out how to cheaply desalinate. And Israel is being the leading technological innovators in that, just because they basically have a desert that's surrounded by people who don't like them very much, so won't give them water, so they have to figure out a way to use what they've got, which is salt water. Interesting sidebars. All right, back to veggies. We could talk about tabbouleh.
We continue on with Jerry, and she says, poor simple celery.
Here's my celery story. This is a true story. You guys are probably... Do you know who Buddy Hackett was?
Name sounds familiar.
Okay. Buddy Hackett was a little short, fat, round comedian who used to be a sidekick, an informal sidekick. He wasn't Abe McMahon, but he used to be on Johnny Carson a lot. And he talked out of the side of his mouth. I'm sure he's from Brooklyn. And I think he had a TV show at one point, but he was a fixture. Everybody knew who Buddy Hackett was. And at one point, he came on the Johnny Carson show, and he'd lost some weight. And Johnny Carson said, how did you lose, what was your diet? And he said, all I did was eat celery, because celery has no food value, so it has no calories. And therefore, as when you're eating celery, there's no, you're not putting any weight on, and because you're having to chew it, you're actually losing weight. So if you just eat celery all the time, you'll lose weight, which isn't true. I mean, calories are the amount of energy it takes to digest something. So that doesn't make any sense. But the next day, you could not find a stock of celery in the grocery stores because America has two obsessions. One is food and one is weight. And so somehow Buddy Hackett convinced everybody, and everybody forgot he was a comedian, that by eating celery, that's all you had to do. You could lose weight if all you did was eat celery. Not true. But you couldn't buy celery the next day in the store. And my story about, I suppose, it just reminded me of grapes, that Cesar Chavez said we shouldn't eat grapes. And so to this day, it's very hard for me to eat grapes. This was part of how we supported the farm workers, was not buying grapes. You know, this was, and once you learn those kinds of things, once they have emotion attached to them, then you keep going with them. So to this day, a grape is kind of a naughty indulgence. Also, lettuce was one of the issues, although lettuce recently has been a health issue, not a political issue. All right, what else you got?
Amy says cauliflower.
Somebody, I'm trying to remember where it was offering cauliflower steaks as an entree, which is the first time I'd ever seen it. And I guess what you would do, I don't know exactly how you would do it, but it was a cauliflower, let's see if I can find cauliflower steak. All right, here's what it says. Roasted cauliflower steak recipes. Oven roasted cauliflower steak seasoned with a simple lemon garlic sauce. Serve the steaks with chimichurri sauce or topped with roasted cherry tomatoes, sliced green olives, and crumbled feta. So I guess, I don't know, what do? You put it together and it doesn't say what you do. I guess you just slice it. And you slice it through the middle of it, so they actually do look like, vaguely like a steak. They look very pretty. They've got one with raisins. They've got one with olive. Cauliflower steaks. A whole head of cauliflower can be sliced to create several large steaks. There you go. Cauliflower steak with ginger, turmeric, and cumin. There you go. Manny, you and I like cauliflower, so we could try that. All right, well, because I saw it someplace on a restaurant menu, and I thought, well, that'd be great. In fact, I think I ordered it, and they were out of it. But I thought that would be great to try. All right, keep going.
Connie says, most of them. I love corn, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, peas, spinach, tomatoes, beets, lettuce. Cabbage, but no eggplant, please.
No eggplant, a nightshade. Yeah, eggplants were considered poisonous at one point. Got to take the seeds out of them. And one of those other things that was, go through the list again. Beets are very good for you. Beets are coming back. They're now considered much hipper, but you roast them rather than boil them. And borscht. But there was one other one in there that I thought was, we'll find it. We'll find out what it is and report back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, your vegetables as well. I just wanted to mention that when Connie was talking about corn, everybody loves corn. It has essentially no food value. I remember feeding it to my daughter when she was, it was one of her favorite foods to eat. And it would come out completely undigested in her diaper. It was just, it tastes delicious and it has no food value, just sugar. In fact, people on Weight Watchers, I think, aren't allowed to eat it. It's not, and I was just asking, Manny was saying that what the corn at the state Fair is really delish. Huh?
Yeah, the corn on the cob with the Minnesota State Fair is like the best corn on the cob you'll ever have.
Do they boil it or grill it?
They grill it.
Yeah. Which I think is the best way to do it. There's something here that I had to look it up. It's called, I think, arepas, which is corn and cornmeal, I think, and cheese, and they fry it. And I'm sure it's just awful for you. And it's undoubtedly fried in lard. But it is, I mean, I've only seen it at street fairs. And I actually looked it up, and apparently it is a legitimate street food, but it's usually used as kind of a bun around other fillings, and you stuff it with stuff. These weren't stuffed with anything except grease. But they are terrifically delicious, and you can hear your arteries hardening like castanets. So. Right. And speaking of which, I was looking at the story about the kid and the $2 bill. And as Manny, I said, both of us have one. And it was produced until 1966, so they've been out of circulation for 50 years, but then reissued 10 years later. It's got TJ, as Manny so accurately pointed out, on the front, and a reproduction of the Declaration of Independence by John Trumbull on the reverse side. There aren't too many. Let's see if there's anything about what they're perfectly legal. This was the kid who tried to play for chicken nuggets. Well, nobody should be eating chicken nuggets, so that's okay. The police were called. They said my $2 bill was a fake, said the 8th grader, who's now famous. They gave it to the police. They sent me to the police office. I could be in big trouble. They called the student's grandmother who'd given her the bill. Did you give her a $2 bill for lunch? He told me it was fake. It's not. Convenience store where the student claimed she had been given the bill as part of her change after a purchase. A crack team of Houston detectives took the 1953 bill to a nearby bank where it was scrutinized and examined before being deemed legitimate, legal, tender. He brought me my $2 bill back. He didn't apologize. He should have, and the school should have, because they pulled her out of lunch, and she didn't eat lunch that day because they took her money. Charges were not filed, but the grandmother's upset. It was outrageous. There was no need for police involvement. They're charging kids like adults now. Which is basically true. But, I mean, the idea that this 8th grader was part of a counterfeit $2 ring. Look, if you're going to counterfeit bills, why would you do $2, right? It's like counterfeiting pennies. Why bother? It doesn't say what they're worth. Well, I'll try and Google what they're worth while we do more vegetables. Let's do more vegetables.
Genevieve has chimed back in.
Miss Potato Chip Girl?
With a more serious answer this time. She says Brussels sprouts. Great with butter, she says.
Yeah, and try them roasted in the oven with a little, as I said, a little balsamic vinegar. All right, so they have a $2 bill that's worth $350 on eBay. There's one that's worth $25. A promotional $1 million bill, well, we don't care about that. The 1976 $2 federal bill is worth $775. There's one frame that's a $1,000 bill. We don't care about that. That's worth $249,000. It's worth $250,000. 100 circulated $2 notes from 203A to 213 $2 bills. They said $200 face value. These are circulated $2 bills in Federal Reserve wrappers, mixed serial numbers and dates. They're 100 bills per wrapper. Oh, well, it's $200 because you have to buy 100 of them. So they're worth $2. They said 1963, so...
I was going to say, I'll probably only pay a couple bucks for one.
Yeah, right, exactly. Apparently, they're not worth any more than $2 bills. Or chicken McNuggets. Typically, the $2 bill is worth its face value. They said special $2 bills have been made in recent years. They're not worth anything. So not even worth $2. There you go. All right, kiddo, so you get your... Hopefully they gave you your $2 bill back, and I think the school owes you some chicken McNuggets. Chicken nuggets. We're not assuming they're McNuggets. All right, but... And I think that the school does owe you an apology, and the police perhaps need to... They needed either Manny or me around to say, are you out of your mind? Of course they're legal tender. All right. And who would go to the trouble if... I mean, counterfeiting money is an expensive proposition. You have to get the right ink, you have to get the right plates, and why bother for $2? $10 maybe. All right, $100 bills, you can, I mean, they basically fingerprint you before they'll cash a $100 bill. All right, I was upset when the ATMs went from $10 to $20, so giving you change. All right, never mind. Keep going with vegetables.
Candy says, Arctic choke. Scraping the leaves with your teeth, the spiny choke portion, we really only eat the hearts. Gruesome.
Well, no. I mean, you're telling me that you're eating the other with your teeth. But I agree with you. I thought artichokes were great, and whenever they're served, I try and sit next to somebody who doesn't know about the heart and say, "Oh no, you know, you'll choke on that." And give it to me. I'll take care of it. And then you put butter on it and you eat it, and it's yum. So there you go. Try and sit next to people who don't know about artichokes if they're ever served. And apparently, there are people that are completely nuts who eat it with mayonnaise as opposed to butter. Butter trumps everything. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Barbara says, Swiss chard is so good with garlic, Evo, and a little salt.
What's Evo?
I don't know. E-V-V-O.
I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure.
I certainly agree with Swiss chard, but I don't know what Evo is. Let's see what Evo is. The difference between Evo and regular olive oil. Apparently, it's olive oil. There you go. There you go. Who knew? Learned about Evo Innovation Marketing Communication. Apparently, it's a special kind of olive oil. There's an Evo Lab. Why is Evo better? Apparently, they're saying, why is it better than Crono Oil? There you go. All right. So, it has a strategic partnership. I don't know. Is it a fake olive oil? I don't know. It's apparently an olive oil. It's pseudo olive oil, but apparently better for you on some level. I'm about to find out for you. See, you always learn something on this program, even if you didn't know you were going to learn it. Extra virgin olive oil is the first press of olive oil. That doesn't really care. No one knows. They're saying they don't know what it is. Everybody's arguing that they don't know what Evo is. So, all right, honey, tell us what Evo is. Apparently, it's an olive oil-like substance, but we'd like to know more on why it's Evo and not olive oil. Keep going.
Yovia says, eggplants, so tasty.
Well, again, you know, there's a huge controversy about eggplants, a nightshade, so are some mushrooms. All right, you got any more? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, Judy, I know this is a busy time of year for you. It's a busy time of year for both the Drama Desk and Tony's and everybody because everything, for us with Drama Desk, our nominations came out earlier this week, and everything has to have opened by, I think, May 1st. So it's a very busy time of year. There are a couple things that I will see in the next couple of days because they had to open, but I didn't necessarily have to see them. I have to vote by June 1st, which gives me plenty of time to see everything. All right, so I've got five different productions to review for you, and I will, by definition, I'm going to have to speed through them, but all the reviews are at drjoy.com, so you can check them out for more information if you'd like. All right, I'm going to start. They're in alphabetical order. Fully Committed, which was an off-Broadway show. This one stars one of everybody's favorite people, which is Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And I will, I know he's on television and everybody loves him, but I've actually, the reason that I certainly fell in love with him is because he was incredibly kind to me when I was a celebrity speller on Putnam County Spelling Bee. And I was on that stage for maybe 35, 40 minutes, and he would say, all right, move to the left, smile, okay, follow me. And he just couldn't have been kinder or nicer. This is a story where he is in a basement with a phone that people can call him. He's got a hotline that connects him with Chef, because he is the reservation clerk in a fancy upscale, snooty New York restaurant. And we are not to say that we are completely booked. We are saying that we are fully committed. So the good news about it is Jesse is adorable. The bad news about it is that no actor, no matter how talented, can differentiate more than a couple of voices, right? I mean, you can change your tone. You can sound like a woman. You can have your register go up or down. You can do an accent. But still, they're going to blur, especially when you're doing it quickly and you have to insert your own voice in between. There have been a number of shows that have used the same mechanism of somebody answering a phone and doing the voices on the other end, and I find them tiresome. I think they're a showcase for the actor, but tedious for the audience, because you have to pay so much attention to figure out who the hell he could possibly be talking to. And it would seem to me he could do essentially the same thing by his response and not hearing the voice on the other end, but different choices were made. The other problem about this is that the set is incredibly busy and he jumps around a lot. He has to climb up on pipes so that his cell phone reception will get him through to his father, who wants him to come home for Christmas. He bounces around to the other phone, the red line, to talk with Chef. He's got a missing supervisor he talks with, the hostess upstairs. You get it. It's a frenetic show to the extent that poor old Jesse is sweating through his shirt by halfway through. It all comes together, but it just seems to me that he's better than his material. And while this show, I think, works better at a slightly less frenetic pace, it's also in big Broadway theater. When I saw it before, it was in a small theater that was maybe a third the size, and I think the audience could just feel closer to it. But he's charming. The audience loves him. I just think that he wasn't terribly served well by the material, even though we get to see him do probably seven or eight voices, of which two or three are distinguishable. Okay. In The Secret Sea, it's a new American play. It's off-Broadway in Theater Row, and this is a play that has just opened, and when I saw it, the theater was about half empty. This is a terrific play. It probably has the best depiction of what a long-term marriage is without being overly anything. It has a great cast, none of whom I had ever heard of before. We've got a couple who are clearly well off, who have been shanghaied into providing Easter dinner for their in-laws because their new daughter-in-law's mother decides that she's too busy. So there's all that antagonism. There's also a great deal of disconnect between the couple, clearly a result of a long-term marriage of two affluent people whose kid has left the roost, and they're having a hard time finding their way back to each other. The son then shows up with a terrible secret, and the parents trying to guess what the secret is and keep the secret from each other really rings true, and then the in-laws show up. And I'm not going to tell you what the secret is. I'm not going to tell you what the argument is. But this is one of the smartest, most heartfelt, most realistic plays I've seen in a very long time. And I'm afraid people aren't going to go see it because there's nobody of great renown in it, even though the cast is uniformly good. The writing is terrific. It's dealing in a very important way with some very important issues, including who gets to decide and how marriages work and how secrets work and how we love our children and can influence or not influence. It's really terrific, and I encourage you to go see it, because I'm afraid it's not going to do very well, and it should. In The Secret Sea, I'm not even going to tell you what The Secret Sea refers to, because you should be able to find it out the same way I did. Long Day's Journey Into Night is part of the celebration of of the Eugene O'Neill's, I don't know, 3000th anniversary or something. Long Day's Journey is a long day's journey into night. It is over 4 hours, but let me tell you who the cast is. Jessica Lange, Michael Shannon, Gabriel Byrne, John Gallagher Jr., and it is terrific. It should not be missed. It's a wonderful cast. You're just going to have to decide that you're going to go through their pace. The story is Gabriel and Jessica are husband and wife, and they have two sons. And each of them get to talk. Each of them gets a moment on stage with each other, and it's the combination and permutation of how our early life influences everything, including ourselves, our relationships, our marriage, how we parent. It's terrific theater, and you have to remember it ain't new, and the cast is just extraordinary. So Long Day's Journey is 5 stars spread over 4 hours. Tuck Everlasting, the musical, is charming, and in other years it probably would have done better. But given what's around on Broadway this year, I don't know how well it's going to do. The idea, it's based on a book of a family of four, two sons and parents, who happen upon a stream that gives them everlasting life. And their name, strangely enough, is Tuck. It's a musical. And there's nothing really wrong with it. But in a season where there's so much and so many stars and so especially, dare I say, Hamilton. Again, it's not bad. It's just you'd like a little bit more something rather for it. And the young woman who plays Winnie Foster plays a 12-year-old, and she's no more 12-year-old than I am. But it has some charm to it, and does deal with the issue of, would you choose to live forever if you could? And so it's an interesting philosophical premise. The music is okay. The set is interesting. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't quite zing in the way you'd like. I'm going to review something for you, which I seldom do, which you can't see anymore, but you can see it because it'll be around. It's Dido and Aeneas, and I don't tend to go to concerts because I just don't have the time. But this one is Kelly O'Hara and Victoria Clark, and the story is Dido is a widow who falls in love with Aeneas, who then has to leave her and go off and found Rome. And it was, as someone said, the original High School Musical, because it was performed initially by a bunch of middle school girls that Henry Purcell died in 1695. So it's a very old-fashioned High School Musical. One of the reasons I liked it is because, first of all, it was fun to watch, and Victoria Clark had a wonderful time playing the Wicked Witch of the West, essentially. But it has master voices, who used to be called the Collegiate Chorale, as the background on it, and they are fantastic. They give chorales a great name. They not only sound terrific, but they act, they goof around, they do waves. They were amazing to watch. They were certainly, if not the stars, at least the co-stars of a very charming evening of Purcell's music, which has sort of fallen out of favor, and you can see kind of why. But if you ever get a chance to hear master voices at Collegiate Chorale, go do it, because they're just extraordinary, not only because they're fun to listen to and wonderful, but they have a sense of humor about their music and about themselves, and you'll have a great time. So that's at City Center. Again, you can't see it now because it was only there for 2 nights. And as I said, ordinarily I wouldn't have gone, I wouldn't have reviewed it. But it was so extraordinary that I would pass it on to you so you can keep an eye out for it. Tuck Everlasting will do okay. In The Secret Sea, I would really encourage you to look into. It is serious drama, but it is meaningful, it is very well written, it is very true. It's kind of what, as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of what Long Day's Journey into Night was when it was first written. It was a real break from tradition. And fully committed, if you love Jesse, you shouldn't miss it. More at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty, well, you've now done highbrow, and now you can throw tomatoes. That was my segue back to vegetables. Did you like that?
Well done.
Thank you. Are you throwing tomatoes back to me? Either one. Alrighty. So let's finish up the vegetables who don't get enough respect.
Robert says, I have in recent years discovered spinach is actually good if it's in a tomato sauce and cheese dish and really adds flavor. If it's in a tomato sauce and cheese dish, it really adds flavor. I never know why beets are not more liked. I have made a beet bread, which is better than carrot cake.
Wow. Well, for the same reason that both carrots and beets have a huge amount of sugar in them. So I'd love to try a beet bread. That would be a great color as well. Good idea. All right, what else? So he's saying beet should get more attention. And spinach, the other thing about spinach is my favorite way of doing spinach was in really hot olive oil, which may be evil, I don't know. And to get it really hot and just dump the spinach in and then you put a little bit of sugar and vinegar in. So it becomes sweet and sour, and it is really yummo. And a little bit of garlic. And that it's a great side dish, and it gets all kind of crunchy almost. I agree. I think spinach is a great vegetable, and I agree with beet bread we'll have to look for.
Jackie says beets, and then Timothy replies to her, love roasted beets with olive oil and sea salt.
Beets are coming into their own, and they're really good for you.
Lucille says spaghetti squash.
Yep. And have you ever eaten spaghetti squash?
Never have.
All right, here's what you do. First of all, you can take them, and with squash in general, they're round, and you cut off the top, and you, again, drizzle a little olive oil or evo in a, like, I don't know, 350 oven or something, and till for about 45 minutes. And then you take a fork, and you go around the inside, and the squash comes out like, the reason it's called spaghetti sauce is it comes out like spaghetti noodles, and you can use it in place of spaghetti noodles with regular spaghetti sauce, and it's wonderful, much better for you than the noodles. Pasta, you have to remember, is paste, which is flour and water, which isn't terrifically good for you. It's not terrible for you, but it's not terrifically good for you. And you can also then use the emptied out squash, and you can put veggies in it. You can put ground beef in it. You can put you can make a soup. You can make a squash soup. Put some cream and some. It's very versatile vegetable that doesn't get very much attention. I agree. Spaghetti sauce is great.
Jim says Brussels sprouts prepared correctly. It's an amazing thing. I roast them with aged balsamic.
Balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
I don't even use the aged stuff. I just roast them. Yep.
Colleen says kabocha squash roasted with kosher salt, pepper, brown sugar, and of course olive oil. People are afraid of green pumpkins.
Yeah, absolutely. I wake up in the middle of the night screaming, oh no, there's a green pumpkin in my room. What does that mean? Why are people afraid of green pumpkins? I don't know what that means. I don't know where that came from. But, okay. Folks, if you're going to make provocative statements like that, please let me know exactly what you're talking about. All right, keep going.
Anna Marie says, sweet potatoes, healthy, versatile, long-lasting, goes with many dishes.
True. And what a lot of places are doing is sweet potato fries, which take a perfectly good vegetable that has maybe 70 calories and frying it, and you think you're getting something much healthier than a regular French fry, and it's the same thing. I mean, you're taking a vegetable that's very good for you and has 70 calories and then putting things that will harden your arteries and jack it up to like 450 calories. But they are delicious. And I'll tell you, there's a place that I went that serves sweet potato fries with some kind of sweet yogurt and cinnamon. And it is terrific. I mean, it's horrible for you, I'm sure. And again, you've taken a very low-calorie, good source of lots of vitamins and made it just awful for you. But it is delicious. Nothing like sugar and oil and butter to get your taste buds going.
Marie says turnips, they are tough to cut but versatile. Yep. They take on the flavor of spice very well.
Yeah, they're a great alternative to mashed potatoes. But they are a little harder to deal with. Well, in the same way, potatoes kind of hard to deal with initially. Turnips are a little harder.
Just a couple more here. Betty says, the tomato disguised as a vegetable in the produce aisle. Don't fruits feel any shame?
Well, doesn't the tomato feel any shame for, you know, wrapping itself as it, it, she's absolutely right. And again, and my aunt was truly a tomato bigot. She felt that they were really terrible for you because they are so acid, and the little seeds are not very good for your digestive tract.
And then the last one here from Marcia, she says...
Marcia.
And I'll spell this out for you, and you may have to help me on the pronunciation.
Okay.
C-U-Y-A-H-O-G-A. Is that...
Say it again. C-U-Y...
A-H-O-G-A. Is that Cuyahoga?
I don't... What is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, let's see what she's got. Well, we'll have to see what... it sounds like it's probably, if I had to guess, it would be a root vegetable that is probably Mexican in origin. There's Cayuga County. Oh, that's, but that's not what we want. We want Cayuga veggie. Let's see if it says vegetable. Vegetarian restaurants. There's a vegetarian restaurant called Vegan Cayuga Falls, but I don't think that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they've got it listed.
Hmm.
They're talking about vegetarian restaurants. It's a vegetarian restaurant. No. They don't have it listed any place. Oh, wait a minute. No. There's the Cayuga Falls. Five Guys Cayuga Falls. Full menu. No, there's a place, but they don't say... There's a vegetarian cookery magazine that's called Cayuga County Public Library Veggie. Veggie Burgers. It doesn't say that it's a veggie. Whoever you are, let us know what it actually is, because it's not listed. You can't Google it. It doesn't exist.
Hmm.
So it's got to be called something else. Or because if Google doesn't know it doesn't exist. Everyone knows that. So, all right. Folks, we're going to have a contest. Whoever can tell us first what a Cuyahoga is, they get to give Manny a hug and a kiss for his birthday, which was 2 weeks ago. No, a week and a half ago. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.